It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
AMBERMAY, that's fly. AMBERMAY, that's why.
Kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot. It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do a great MMA show. It's here with topics you like out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that MMA spot.
Welcome to the MMA show. I'm your host, Amber May, and I'm glad we can have this time together. I really look forward to it every week that I get to spend with you. And I am working on some shows that I hope will be helpful and will be encouraging to you and teach you something. Hopefully that will come about in the next few weeks. We'll see. And if you hear any background noise, I had to bring my dog into the studio today. Couldn't leave him alone. He's not feeling too well. So if you hear any background noise, it's probably him chewing on something. But today we're going to focus on hope. I think right now this world needs hope. Things look flat out look hopeless. So I hope it'll be encouraging to you. We'll be back right after this.
Door Doctor Garage Door and Repair Specialist provides homeowners and businesses with quality garage door and opener repair service across the entire valley. It may be a simple adjustment or a major repair job. Either way, courteous, uniformed, and knowledgeable technicians will show up on time in a fully stocked truck ready to fix your problems, in most cases right then and there. Third generation family owned and operated business here in the valley for over 20 years. Only selling and installing the highest quality parts available. Talk to a live technician 24/7 at 602-495-1555. That's 602-495-1555 or visit azdoordoctor.com for same day service. Don't forget, that's azdoordoctor.com. Eliminate mold, bacteria, viruses, and odor. Call AirXam, your indoor air quality solution. The only safe and effective ozone process in the valley. AirXam kills mold, bacteria, including MRSA, viruses, and odor. AirXam, your low-cost solution to clear up pet odors, smoke odors, and is an absolute must for defunking homes, vehicles, sports gear, and more. Guaranteed to eliminate mold, bacteria, and odors. Call AirXam at 623-330-1910. That's 623-330-1910. Or online at airxam.com. AIRXAM.com.
You are listening to The Amber May Show.
So we're looking at hope today, and my goal is, after you're done with this show, you feel encouraged and you feel like you can face tomorrow, that things aren't so terrible. So let's get right into it. Let's find out what people view hope as, or how do people use the word and what does it actually mean? Well, one may say, I hope it will not rain today. Or I hope my car will start when I have an emergency. Or, I hope I'll get that promotion at work. We hear, I hope, I hope, I hope. The standard dictionary definition, and one that is generally accepted by most, is to feel that something desired may happen. The word feel and may are two very indefinite words, but such a definition of hope exemplifies the thinking of most people. The dictionary definition of hope is not the biblical definition of hope that we may think. For an example, in the Old Testament, the word hope, like in Psalms 33:22, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in thee. Hope in this verse is from the Hebrew word meaning trust. Another example, in Psalms 130:7, it says, let Israel hope in the Lord. Let Israel trust in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. Again, this is the same Hebrew word as trust. See, the psalmist realized that we can really trust in God. I know in my own life, the Lord has never failed me, not even once. Not even once. He has never failed me. I'll give you an example real quick. I bought hook, line, and sinker into a scam that you might see on TV, and I was taken by thousands, and I mean thousands of dollars. I wanted to learn real estate. I was out of work, and I thought he was going to teach me how to make real estate, wise investments, and make some money. So I put in a lot of money, and I've been working and working for about 6 months to almost close to a year, and I haven't seen any results. Nothing he was telling me worked. I didn't even speak to him. I spoke to some kind of coach. On top of that, they said I would be getting a trip to Vegas at a seminar. Come to find out, on top of the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, I mean, I paid him a lot of money. That wasn't even included in the price. So I would have had to fly or drive by myself or with my husband, get in a hotel, and still have to pay for all that. Well, I thought I gave him all that money because I thought I would need it. He was going to hold on to it so we can purchase property together. The way the sales pitch was made me believe that. Long story short, I was so tight on money from borrowing all that money from creditors that I just felt hopeless. I felt like I can't pay my bills. I can't barely go anywhere. I can't enjoy life. Things were so tight down to the penny. It makes your life really stressful when you don't have money. And I just cried out to God and I said, God, I know you can defeat my giant. I know you can. And so I just gave it to God, and God put on my heart to kind of go online. And I was looking online. I put some searches in and I came across a link on ripoffreport.com. And thank God for a gentleman. I felt really led to go to this website, and thank God this gentleman told me step by step how he got his money back. So I went and got my money back. But it wasn't so easy. I contacted the company first, and they were giving me the runaround. They said they would give me $3,000. I said, where are you coming up with this money? I want to see in writing what you're charging, because other people were getting their classes and stuff for significantly less. And I was just like, show me in writing, fax me in writing so I understand why you're giving me $3,000 back instead of all my money back. Well, they got the runaround, so I said, fine. And I went to the consumer advocate agency. Nevertheless, they said, okay, we'll take your case, we'll investigate it. A couple months go by, and they finally gave me a call, and they said, we're only going to be able to get you $3,000. And I was so disappointed, and I said, okay, well, I'll take what I can get. It's better than nothing. And then I cried out to God. I was literally crying. And in that moment, he had told me, well, you have two choices here. You can either trust in me and I'll get you all your money back, or you can settle with the $3,000. Immediately, I stopped crying and I started rejoicing. And I was so thankful, because the very next day, I got a phone call, Consumer Advocacy Program. They informed me I was going to get all my money back. And they were the ones the day before told me I was only going to get $3,000 back. When I first had sent them my report, a week later they said they were going to give me all my money back. And I was so thankful and so happy. And 2 months go by, I'm calling them like, okay, what's going on? And they said, it doesn't look like we're going to get you any of your money back except the $3,000. And then the next day, after they told me that, the next day, I got all my money back. God can make a way where there is no way. There would have been no way I could have defeated by myself. He has millions of dollars from scamming people. But nevertheless, I have never been let down from him. He has always come through when I needed him to. Whenever things in my life look so bad or so terrible, I just pour my heart out to him. And somehow or another, he orchestrates a way where things just work out. And it's such a relief. It really is. So this hope thing, this trust thing is real. Everyone will let you down at some point, but God will never let you down. And so the psalmist understood this. But in the New Testament, because there's two, there's an Old Testament in the Bible and a New Testament in the Bible. The Old Testament is before Christ was born, and the New Testament is after Christ was born, or since Christ was born. In the New Testament, hope is in several verses, and the word hope is an absolute, a guarantee, without a doubt. It is the Greek word elpis, meaning to expect or anticipate with pleasure. In Romans 5:2, we see, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We rejoice in the glory of God, not with uncertainty, but with joyful anticipation. It's guaranteed. In Colossians 1:5, we read, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before the word of the truth of the gospel. Hope is heaven. It's not a maybe. It's not a maybe, but an absolute, a definitive guarantee by the word of the truth of the gospel. In Titus 1:2, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world even began. Eternal life is guaranteed, a promise by God of the universe. He cannot lie. And we get eternal life because Jesus was born and he died. I went through the story of Jesus back in Christmas time because I want to give people hope. People have hope. They have hope because Christ came. Christ is the Son of God. There's three parts of God, something that's really hard for us to understand. But God is triune. There's three in one. There's three aspects of him. The best way I can explain it to you is like if you're a mom and you're a wife and you're an employee, you're still you. But there's three different parts of you. There's three characteristics of you. You're a mom, you're a wife, and you're an employee. Well, it's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And God the Son, Jesus, came down from the throne room of heaven to become like an ant, you know, because what are we compared to God? We're like ants. He created us. That's pretty wonderful. And I kind of explained with a parable at the end of the Christmas show that God did that so we can understand him better. Because just like the farmer was trying to get the birds into the barn because it was really cold and they wanted warmth and shelter, and they were afraid of him, God came down here so he can show us and so we can understand who he really is. And so we have eternal life because Christ took every sin in this world, anything we could have ever done, if we would have lied, if we would have stolen, if we would have cheated, if we would have maybe had premarital sex or whatever the case may be, any sin we could have ever done, he put it on himself. He was beaten like you've never believed. If you've seen The Passion of the Christ by Mel Gibson, you can kind of get a good example of what Christ went through when he was dying for you and me. And he did that because God loved us so much. He loved us so much, so he himself came down on earth, took a huge beating, because the Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. So the cost or the price of sin equals death. And God took that upon himself. He died to sin himself so that we can go before him and be clean because of the blood of Christ on us. Because we can't enter heaven unless we've been cleaned by the blood of Christ by accepting the free gift that God given us. We don't have to do anything to receive the gift of God. All we have to do is thank him, pray, and acknowledge that we're sinful and we need him. That's all we have to do. Doesn't matter where coming from in life. Doesn't matter what lifestyle you're living right now. God loves you so much. He knew you before he even created the earth, it says. He knows how many hairs are on your head. He designed you in your mother's womb. He created you. He already wanted you so bad. He took time out and designed what you would look like. And he took time to put talents inside of you. And he took time to create you into something so beautiful and unique. So God loves us so much. And that's why we can have eternal life. And that's why it's a guarantee, it's a promise, because God doesn't lie. God came and he defeated sin once and for all. And all we have to do is recognize that we're sinful, recognize that we need Christ, and it's done. And if you were to die tomorrow, God forbid, you would be up in heaven. I would be really scared if I didn't know Christ and I had to die. I would be terrified, because if I don't know God, I'm not going to be going to a good place. And you know what? Heaven and hell is forever. There is no end. So you can be in a tormentuous place forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. It never ends. Never ends. Never ends. I can't emphasize that enough. It will never end. Or you can be up with God in a beautiful place, being so happy, having a new body. God says that we're going to have a new body. So if, like, let's say we can't walk now, in heaven, we're going to be able to walk because he's given us a new body. We're not going to be crying or sick or sad. It's going to be the best place we could ever want to be. That's why we have hope. Because if you're going through something really terrible right now, maybe you lost your job. Maybe you're sick of cancer. Maybe you lost your house. Maybe you lost a loved one. And everything looks really bad. And you don't know what you're going to do. You know what you can do? You can give it to God. He wants our burden. He says, I'll take away your burden. I will. You know the amazing thing that you're going to feel if you let Christ come into you tonight? You're going to feel a huge weight lifted off your shoulders. Huge. Huge. You're going to feel so happy. You're going to really have a new outlook on life, and you're going to realize, wow, I don't have to go through this world alone. Everyone might let you down, but God will never let you down. Never let you down. I'm living proof of it. Every time I've needed him, he's been there. When I lost my baby, when my husband and I lost our baby, oh my God, that was so painful. So painful. But he knew what it was like to lose his child too, because he had to watch him die on the cross. At least my baby did not have a painful death. I hope, anyways. And at least my baby's now with the best person to take care of her or him. And someday I'll see my child again. Not that I've seen it. It was unborn when it died. But I'll see my child someday up in heaven. And that gives me hope. And it gives me a peace and a comforting. And he was there to comfort me the whole time I was grieving. Because you're sad when you lose your baby. Even if you've never seen your child. You just know that it's there, and you feel your body changing, and you feel you're growing. You can tell there's a life in there. It gave me hope to know that someday I'll be with my child again. So there's hope. I don't know what you're going through, but I want to let you know that there is hope. The Bible says we are justified by God's grace, and it's guaranteed. Rendered innocent or free by God's grace, eternal life. It's guaranteed. I want you to have hope. Or a guarantee personally. God offers you this by his grace. Just briefly, no one deserves to live in heaven or have eternal life with the righteous God. None of us really do. We are all sinners by nature and deed. Simply put, we have all sinned and come short of the mark of God's righteousness. All sin requires is a payment that must be paid. And that is the penalty, and that penalty is spiritual death, being apart from God in hell. By God's grace and love, he provided a sin bearer in the person of Jesus Christ, who was crucified for our sin, was buried, and he rose again. This grace is available to the whole world, including you personally. It is not determined by how good you are, or how hard you try, or by your good works, but by grace alone, which means undeserved mercy. We now know that hope is real. 1 John 5:13 says, "These things have I written to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God." You can know God's promise of heaven. The hope, the guarantee of eternal life, is when you trust that Jesus paid the penalty, the death penalty, in your place. He promises all you need to do is trust Jesus as your Savior. Believe his word. He died for you. If you have never trusted Jesus alone as your Savior, do it right now. We're not guaranteed the next breath. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. Believe his promises of eternal life which are yours for the moment, you trust Jesus as your Savior. Remember and believe this. Jesus died. That is history. Jesus died for me. That is salvation. When you make that simple decision, your eternity in heaven is secure in Jesus Christ. It is God's guarantee. Thus, your hope of heaven is guaranteed eternal. You are immediately declared righteous before a holy God with no possibility of losing his gift of salvation. Eternal life is forever, without end, beginning the moment you trust Christ as your personal Savior. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes." Please trust in Christ now, because you're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed a minute from now. All you have is right now. So ask yourself, if you were to die today, do you know where you would go? With a guarantee? Without a doubt? If you'd like to ask Christ in your heart right now, please pray this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving your Son to us to die on the cross, to take my place, so that I may have eternal life. Lord, I want your Holy Spirit to come and dwell in me, and I want you to be my guide. Lead me, Lord, in the way you would have me go. And I want you to come into my heart at this moment, because I want to be your child. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, think about number two. Because eventually, number two will look out for you. I want to read you a poem called Footprints. One night, a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord. Scenes from his life flashed across the sky, and he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life had flashed before him, he recalled that was the lowest and saddest time of his life. There was only one set of footprints. Dismayed, he asked, "Lord, you said once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. I don't understand. When I needed you the most, you would leave me." The Lord replied, "My precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." I want you to listen to this clip of this young man who could really understand the story that was just told.
Well, they call him the Sky Angel Cowboy, the voice of a little boy who called a radio station to share a story and a lesson that God showed him, a message that has now captured the world's attention.
This is 13-year-old Logan Henderson. He lives on a ranch in the middle of Nebraska. Isolated from much of the world, he often listens to KSBJ Christian Radio out of Houston, Texas, which he picks up on Sky Angel. In late October, Logan made a call to the station that would soon be heard around the world.
Hey, Mike, can I talk to you?
You bet, Logan. What's up?
I want to tell you something that God just told me.
Okay.
Last night, my dad was roping this calf. And this calf had been born from a really old cow. She didn't have really the greatest milk. She didn't have, like, the vitamin C and stuff.
Okay.
She broke her back. And this morning I went out and put her down myself. I was talking to God. I was asking God why. She was special. And God said, "You know, Logan, my son was special, but he died for a purpose." It's kind of the same thing. That calf was close to me, and God's son was close to him.
Logan, you're so right. It's true. Think you're going to be okay?
Yeah, I'll be fine. But I just wanted to tell you guys that that is so important. Just remember, when you lose a loved one or a pet, always remember that God gave his son too, and he understands. he will always understand. He will always just run to him.
Logan, you're wiser than you know, buddy.
Oh, I just figured I'd better call and share with you guys. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The story Logan told went right to the heart. Logan was able to see something in his own life to demonstrate how much God loved us. Our hope isn't in our jobs and in our money and in our family. Our hope comes from Jesus. As we talked about last week, Jesus died on the cross. And that's where our hope comes from. You know, God made him, Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Just like Logan loved that calf, God loved his son. He loved us too, and he knew we couldn't do it without Jesus dying on the cross. So today, I want you to be hopeful. Doesn't matter what the economy looks like or what's going on in your personal life. You have hope to see tomorrow. You have hope because Jesus died on the cross. Just remember the story Logan told, the one that we just heard. When things look really bad and you feel like giving up. But don't. Because Jesus is right there with us. And God knows our pain. And he knows our suffering. And we have hope because he's going to take care of us. Because he's been there and overcome the world. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, think about number two. Because eventually, number two will look out for you. It's time to keep you on.